Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to the Jillian Michaels Show.
All right, so we were all having lunch during our, quote, break. And I randomly brought up that I have just been really having a hard time with social media these days. And I just don't want to do it anymore. I find that I can't even go on there to post anymore. It's like, I'm like, oh, God. And it, because there's just so much negativity and nastiness and like dysfunction. And like, I just don't even want to go on. And I look at my Facebook. I'm like, you've not posted in 4 days. Post something. And I just can't. I can't do it. And I think a couple things happened. Like there was a Autumn threw up a Body Shred post, right? And Body Shred is this 60-day new weight loss program I created. And we take a group of people, right? And you put them, they're called a testimonial group, and you shoot them for 60 days. And you shoot them during the workouts, and you shoot them the whole time, and you shoot the before, and you shoot the after. So we take all these before and afters, and we put her before and after up on my Facebook page, and it's like, it's in a great, this is one of my favorites, right? This girl just crushed it. She did awesome. Her body looked crazy. Totally shredded. And people were like, half the people were saying it's fake, which, okay, first of all, it's an FTC violation. It's prison time. You cannot fake those photos. It's jail. And I have enough money. I don't need to fake these photos and go to jail. Right. So it's not fake. Second of all, I have it on video. I have her on a video, a 30-minute infomercial on video. You don't Photoshop. You don't Photoshop every single frame of a 30-minute infomercial. So it's not fake.
No. Nope.
So that was annoying. But then the other half of people were like, ew, she looked better before. And I was like, oh, my God. And the thing is, I can deal with haters about me. I'm used to that. But when they attack my kids, my partner, my friends, my, you know, this girl who worked her ass off for my program.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm sure she's reading it. I'm sure she likes my page. And for people to say, I just was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do it anymore. And I just can't with the negativity. And then like on Twitter, it's just, you just like, just sick, twisted people like send really sick, twisted stuff. And I'm like, I can't stand it anymore. And Giancarlo is like, you know, you got to do it because the partners want to post like, hey, you know, Body Shred is out, check it out. Or, and the other thing is, here's the other problem, is that for me, I'm always like, I don't engage with twisted people. I just don't engage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see, quote, evil in the road, you go the other way, right?
Right.
But and then you take the good people and you hang out with the good people. Well, the problem is on these social networks, the good people are mixed in with the bad people.
Yep.
So now you're punishing all of your really the ability to connect with your audience, who's just a sweet individual who wants to stay connected with you and who wants to know what you're doing and who identifies with you. I'm now avoiding those platforms because I just don't want to deal with it. And then you're not dealing with all the people. It's fascinating. I'm just having a really hard time.
Well, and
with
it's
it.
A bummer too, because you know how trolling is becoming so popular now, where people go on. It's like casting pearls before swine, because it's just, it's discouraging to know that people aren't even commenting having to do with any of the content. They're commenting to hear their voice and incite a riot. And it's really frustrating,
yes,
because that's not what blogs are supposed to be about, and forums and social media. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's supposed to be there so that everyone can collaborate, but people will get so off topic. It's frustrating. There's no incentive as much anymore to even post anything.
I don't even want to give people access now.
Like, I hear you.
And then I think, here's the problem though. It's free access. I hate the word fan. I think it's a disgusting word. So I say audience, because the fan seems so sycophantish. Like, it's a one-way relationship, you know, my fans. And I don't feel it, but it's like your audience, mm-hmm, to be able to connect with you, and it's free. And that's really nice, because then it's like I can't say, oh, you know, come to my live show, because it might not be in an area near them and they might not have the money for a ticket. And, you know, and that's why I like the podcast. It is free. And that's what's so great about it, is that I can give it away for free. You know, we make money off of our ads in order to pay for the show. So we don't make money. We don't lose money. We break even. We give it away. But it's just, I just can't stand it. I can't stand it. And they make the most noise. And then the other problem, you start to see some celebrities taking it on. Like, didn't Ashley Judd turn around?
She did.
What did she do, though? I don't remember.
She's actually prosecuting. There was a lot of... I forget what her story... It was something about... Hold on. Well, basically, long story short, she's taking on the people who are trolling, and she's prosecuting them for saying, you know, really cruel things that are very hurtful to her, and she's...
Wow.
She's taking it to court.
But see, the other problem is that you can't engage. I remember when I was... had a conversation with Pink about this, because she would sometimes, like, engage, and I said to her, why do you engage with the bad, you know, the haters? And I was like, and not all your quote fans. And she's like, you know, that's a good question. And you see a lot of celebrities will engage, and they'll engage like in funny ways. Like, I was reading one of Kirsty Teigen's tweets, and some woman, her title was like Buzz and Johnny's Mom, was like her Twitter handle or something like that. And she was like, you're a whore and you're a bitch or whatever to Chrissy Teigen. And Chrissy Teigen wrote back, Buzz and John are so lucky. And I, you know, some of it's really funny. And sometimes when I do have some, you know, like somebody tweeted me and it was something like, who labeled Jillian Michaels the toughest trainer, the Smurfs? And I was like, yes, you know them too. Like, sometimes you just want to have fun with it. You know, you just want to have fun with it, or like expose something that's total bull. And, but other times I'm like, this is crazy. Like, why do we do this?
I don't mind when people engage once in a while. It forces everyone to realize there's a real person at the end of that social media, mm-hmm, face. And if you continue to just pretend like no one's out there.
You always take the high ground. You,
yeah,
never engage. And you're not supposed to. But sometimes I just want to be like, you want to know what? This is the truth. Or you want to, yeah, know the truth? Here's the truth. That's, but then it's like, you're bigger than that. But you just want to be like, really? Mm-hmm. Really? You know, or like when people, oh my God. Or like they attack, they'll attack like your kids, your partner, your friends. And that's the part where I'm just like, I just want to be like, what's wrong with you? You sick, you know. Oh,
well, Ashley Judd, she's fighting back. She said, you know, she tweeted, when I express an opinion during March Madness, I am called a whore.
Wow.
A cunt.
Yeah, it's true. I have a bunch of those from men.
Sexual violence.
Yeah.
Not okay. She's prosecuting this.
STFU, bitch. I get those a lot.
She's not.
Yeah.
She retweeted it, and she's taking these people to court.
I did retweet this kid that did it to me. One
so
of them.
That's, I mean.
I did.
It's a big, to take all those people on.
Like the Usher song, like when, yeah, I was like, my God, does anybody listen to the lyrics of these songs? All these young males were like, I'm gonna bleep it. Shut the fuck up, bitch. And wow. you know, all yeah. this crazy really? Stuff. Yeah, and I did. I responded back and I was like, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Good. Yeah.
Right here. But I just was like, why am I doing this? Yeah. Well, I noticed that. Trying to take every this. I don't need on. To do this. This is so stupid. But it's just, I don't know. And then I feel bad. And the only reason I feel bad is because then I'm like, well, the audience that does want to have that connection with you deserves it. And are they going to get, you know, are you going to abandon them because you're trying to avoid all that negativity?
No, you can't. There's too many audience
I
members
really
that
want.
Want
to. I don't
blame
you.
I have
not
you.
Been able to go on.
I
have not
you.
Been able to lately. I just cannot go on. Because
you
can't.
What comforts me, though,
deal with it.
Is that for every negative haterade, I do see 2 to 3 people that will respond to them and say, why are you on here then? If it's not to be
but then
constructive.
It starts a fight. Yeah.
It does.
A fight on your page.
And sadly,
like, oh,
it's true. And sadly, but at least there's some kind of resolve where people are voicing their side of the opinion to say, bro, get off the feed then. If all you're going to do is come here and be unrelated to the topic, get off the feed.
You were saying that Nathan, for those of you who don't know, is Michelle's fiance, that he got off all of it?
He got off everything. Deleted Facebook, deleted
wow.
Instagram, deleted Twitter.
Tate's off too.
About...
He is?
Yep, he hasn't posted since, I would say, October.
I think this trend is going to die. I really do.
He's kind of done so with
he's
it. And I was
so
like,
I think so. Because it. I think that like a lot of younger people are starting to go, wait a second. I don't want this stuff to live with me and to be identified via my photograph. Because now it's like they're tracking you. They're hunting you. They know your every move. They know what you Google. They know mm-hmm. what you search. And I think now the younger generation's like, wait, this isn't cool anymore. Like corporate America is using this against me in a host of different ways. And I think that stuff like is starting to...
Not just that. The most important thing in the new study came out that stated this, that we know the reason why we're having these feelings about Facebook and becoming depressed over it. Sometimes it's social
really?
Comparison. Like they've been able to link it to that. And it's true. It's, you know, even Nathan said, you know, I'll be on the page and like, I'll see some guy that got the job that I wanted or whatever. And it just, you'd rather just start the day with a clean slate, not knowing everyone else's life. Just focus on your
do
own
that.
Life.
You're right. It
and,
does.
Yeah. And you have this clean slate. You don't want to know that this person is a better place than you are, has a better job, or is on a better vacation. Just live your life. And without Facebook having to know to go on it, you're able to have that clarity and that peace. He loves it, and I want
I
to
gotta
do it too.
Admit, I'm gonna wow. be honest with you. I don't really have a personal page.
No.
I have an admin page
yep.
that I use as my personal page to follow 12 people. You're both on it, right? And that's it. And
yep.
it's like, and I will say,
I totally just wanted to
I was
out
having
your
a
name.
Moment with one of our friends.
Oh yeah.
I was having a moment with one of our friends where I felt like, and Andy, you and I haven't talked about this, but I was like, you know what? I feel like if I don't reach out, if I don't plan everything, reach out to her, pay for everything, like we're never going to hear from her again. And then I go on Facebook and I'm like, you have friends, you're doing things, you're going places, but you don't call us, you don't invite us, you don't even think to. And you're right. If I wasn't, that is an example of where I'm thinking of it more from a public perspective, but I guess from a personal level, I was like, that's crappy. And you know what? I remember another one of my friends had a birthday party and we weren't invited. But they had a party, and Heidi and I were hurt, really hurt.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was like, really? Really? Like, me who always includes you, always invites you, like, fights the good fight for you. And you're right. And it was a huge, it was something that
Wouldn't
I never
you rather
really.
Not known?
I would have, maybe. Maybe I wouldn't have. It certainly wasted a heck of a lot of energy.
See?
That's for sure. But then at the same time, then I get to see pictures of Andy
True.
Doing this and I get to like it or share it or, you know, so it's
hard.
A double-edged sword
because totally
there's
is.
Good, there's good stuff to it as well. And that's,
yeah.
that's what's really
that's
hard
true.
About this is that in my life, in any other form, I'm able to take the good and keep it and protect it.
Yeah.
And then I'm able to take the bad and go, this is dead to me dead. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to engage. I don't want to hear about it. And it all lives in the same damn place.
It does. And there's
it
rules.
It lives in the same place.
It's kind of you got to enjoy the good stuff and then dismiss the other stuff and say you got to consider the source.
I
always try and
yeah.
consider the source. But you know what I do? I never look at the sources of the people who compliment me on social media. I always look at the people. I look at their face and you're ugly. And then all of a sudden
yeah.
you kind of get this defense mechanism and you're
oh,
like,
yeah.
who cares?
Yeah,
who cares about saying, you
yeah.
know, you have a
their
fat ass?
Is
who
like
cares?
Single and 10 cats. And you're like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Right.
I mean,
you're like, what? Why am I? One of the things I'm thinking about doing is going back to, and I'll never forget, I could never understand. I had a URL. It was very successful. And then I started all this social media and it destroyed, kind of destroyed my URL because people are like, why am I going to go to the URL? It's all here and, you know, what have you. And we did a licensing deal. So it was a freaking 10-year deal that's coming to an end next year, which means you give your name and you give content, but the website, JillianMichaels.com, is not, I've given it to somebody for 10 years, to Everyday Health. That deal comes to an end next year.
Wow.
But I'm not able to say, no, you can't charge this, or no, you can't do that, or no, you can't do. And one of the big fights I had was advertisers. So I was like, I don't want this drug advertised on my page. I don't want, but next year it comes back to me.
Wow.
And one of the things I'm thinking about doing is, just making it, just getting off all the social media and saying, look, you know what? You want my tips, my content, blog, message board? Like, go to my URL.
Yeah.
It's one extra whatever. And I'll make it, you know, here's all the free stuff.
Content driven.
Yeah. Can,
for those that actually want to be there.
You know, you want to tweet with me, you want to connect with me, you want to blog with me. Like, awesome. It'll all be free. I'm done with the Facebook, this, that, the other. And I don't know. I got to talk to Giancarlo because his head will explode. Because it's just of all the partners and how much they want that. But
I don't know.
I don't know. And then then when someone comes on and they're like, dyke, fag, you know, racist comments about my kids or horrible comments about my friends or bye-bye.
You can moderate. Well,
bye-bye.
That's
gone.
What I like.
You
I like
delete.
That there's a moderator,
block.
Too.
I love
some
it.
Of them.
I think it's a great idea. I think
delete,
you should be
block.
The pioneer of this.
And I think it's like, it's not, I'm not trying to censor you, but I'm also not going to allow the negativity into my area of work and something that I care about and my relationship with the fans. So that's something I want to get back to. I'm so sick of this, man. Sick of it. Mm. Anyway, Autumn's dying. She knows that Giancarlo is going to die if I have this conversation with him. But,
Well, look, 2016.
Yeah, I mean, do you think in 20 years we're still going to be on Facebook? There's going to be...
I certainly hope not, dude. Yeah. I don't know. All right, well, anyway, just a thought. Spring is here, people. And you know that you've been staring at those old shades and curtains all winter long. And guess what? Now is the perfect time to update those tired window treatments. Our friends at Blinds.com, they're here to help you do that. Blinds.com is a helpful team of U.S.-based decorating experts that want to make your life easier. The website is very easy to navigate. The customer service is top-notch. You can call them. You can email them. You can live chat and talk to a person in real time, an actual human, if you need any extra help. And I can vouch for this because we have used their product several times on the new house, and it has been bar none. Super easy. They sent us free samples to try out and match at our home. And guess what? There's a sure fit guarantee. So if you mismeasure your window, Blinds.com will remake your product for free. That's right. They remake it for you for free. No questions asked. So get over to Blinds.com today. You're going to find great discounts all May long, from your favorite brands to popular upgrades on sale. You'll go crazy over the value and incredible customer service that's just waiting for you. As always, as I said, free color samples, free shipping, free expert decorating advice, and prices that crush prices you'll find in stores. That's Blinds.com. Okay, future fitness professionals. The National Academy of Sports Medicine is looking for awesome people who want an exciting career in the fitness industry. Just imagine waking up every day doing a job that you love. NASM trainers are improving people's lives. They help them every day to reach their health and fitness goals. And guess what? The demand for passionate, experienced, well-trained trainers is through the roof. So what are you waiting for? Go and check it out right now. It's super simple. Just go to myusatrainer.com for details. You get paid to stay in shape while helping other people. You can set your own hours. You can work in a sports clinic, corporate wellness, health clubs, whatever you choose to do. Plus, NASM guarantees that you will land a job as a personal trainer within 60 days of earning your CPT certification, or they will give you your money back, guaranteed. You got nothing to lose. So as I said, go check it out right now at myusatrainer.com. You can get a free 14-day trial of their fast, fun online program. That's myusatrainer.com. Restrictions do apply. So as I said, go to the site, check it out, myusatrainer.com. Okay, we gotta get back to the wheelhouse here. Have you read this article that fast food is the after workout panacea?
Yes.
Apparently, we're off of chocolate milk and we're on to fast food. Did you read that, Andy?
Yep.
So it's always, here's the con. And what I mean by con is not con as in pros and cons. I mean con as in they are conning you.
Con artists.
Right. So So here's how this works. Basically, ready, you've got about 500 grams of glycogen in your muscle and 100 grams in your liver and a tiny amount of glucose in your blood. That's about 2,400 calories worth of energy, okay? And what happens is we work out, you burn through the glycogen, and then the concept of recovery, or if you're in the middle of a sport, is to replenish the glycogen, and that's where things like Gatorade come into play. I remember as a kid when I used to play soccer, we used to have orange slices. But I know I don't like Gatorade simply because I don't like the artificial crap in it. You know, no drink should be, you know, neon blue. But with that said, the whole idea of replenishing after a workout is to replace your energy store, to replace the glycogen. Now, your body, Andy, I can see you're brimming. Go.
Well, the thing, they're being sensational with it because what they're trying to say is that the study narrowed it down. And what was the guy's name? Brent Ruby, who's one of the authors. And his whole thing was at the end of the day, when your muscles are starving after having this intense expenditure, you're supposed to take in nutrients. And he's saying a macronutrient and a micronutrient is a macro and micro. So it doesn't differentiate between soda and all those things. Hungry muscles are going to pull it in.
Let me clarify. Advanced degree in kinesiology. Yeah, a macronutrient is a protein, a fat, a carb. A micronutrient is a vitamin and a mineral. Sorry, go
right.
On.
Sorry. So all that was, but that was quoted in the article and in the study. And so, you know, what he's saying is that your body doesn't really differentiate between soda, pancakes, or a hamburger versus like fast acting carbs like Gatorade or a bar, and the muscles soak them right up. But the thing is it didn't compare other things like the source of protein, the quality of protein, and all of those things. So what they ended up saying is, you know, it's like saying a calorie is a calorie. Maybe it's a measurement, but there really are differences in quality.
Yes.
And so they kind of sensationalized it by saying it doesn't really matter. And I hate when they do that because the study took this small little segment and they narrowed the scope of it and then said, well, at the end of the day, when your muscles are starving post-workout, they're going to suck in the nutrients. But that's like...
They're going to suck in the blood sugar.
Yeah.
But they're also going to suck in, you know, the acrylamide and the french fries, the hormones, the antibiotics.
Aspartame.
Garbage as well. And so, you know, and that's why they were saying the same thing about chocolate milk. Oh, it's a great recovery drink because it's pure freaking sugar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to put sugar back in your body and you're going to have energy, but it's also terrible for you. So this is where the conversation is about carb quality.
Yes.
Because I would much rather you have a banana.
Yes.
At least you're not getting all of the processed junk in the banana if you're trying to replenish the energy store. A banana is going to do it too without all of the chemicals
the junk
and the crap
that goes with it. That's like saying, you know, if you're dehydrated, drink water out of the toilet. What's the difference? Well, there is a difference. There is a difference.
If you're climbing
through the desert and you haven't had fluid, yeah, give me a toilet bowl. But you know what? If you give me the choice between that and purified water, I'm going to choose the purified water.
But people on those diets that are like, you know, you can have your 100 calories of Oreos or, you know,
Here's the deal with that. When it is a measurement of energy, right? Mm-hmm. So from a very literal perspective, 100 calories of Oreos versus, let's say, 100 calories of chicken breast. Well, several things we need to think about. If that's all, right? If we just did 100 calories, if you said, I'm going to have 2,000 calories of Oreos and 2,000 calories of chicken and broccoli, are you going to gain or lose? Well, in the very short term, a year, 2 years, the answer is going to be you'd stay the same. Mm-hmm. Over time, though... Remember, your metabolism is your biochemistry. It's your hormone balance.
There you go.
Well, those Oreos are going to affect how much human growth hormone, how much testosterone, how much ghrelin, all that hormonal balance. And over time, it's going to slow your metabolic function. In addition, it's going to make your body what we call skinny fat.
Yeah.
So because of that hormone shift, you're not going to be able to build and maintain muscle mass. You're going to cannibalize muscle mass. Your nutrients are going to be so low that your body is literally going to be leaching nutrients from, it's going to cannibalize itself quite literally. Mm-hmm. And again, it's going to come with disease.
Yeah.
So this is where yes, we're looking at quantity of calorie, and we're also looking at quality. We're also looking at, and last but not least, if you're just eating things like Oreos all day long, the way that's going to spike and crash your blood sugar is going to leave you hungry throughout the day. Whereas if you were eating food with nutrients that had a more balanced ratio of healthy protein, healthy fat, healthy carbs, in theory, you're going to have energy for a longer period of time and end up taking in less quantity as well.
Right.
So,
great.
That stuff is just pisses. God, it makes me mad.
And
me
it
too.
Ages you, doesn't it? Like, make your skin
well, you
got to
consider sugar, what your pancreas does, and insulin. Yes. I mean, it's, you know, not all calories are created equal. They're measured they're measured the same, but the source is not the same.
Exactly. Great. Now, here's another one. I got a question. I think all women want to be able to do this. Am I wrong? A pull-up.
Yes.
I think it's
never
kind of like a badass move.
Yeah, it's cool.
Really?
I think
you've
so.
Never been able to?
No?
I've never been able. Wow. I'll tell you this much. I've yet to knock out 10 from a dead hand. I know.
No, hell no. No me. No, no, no. I'm two at best and now
not
I'm
from
none.
A dead hang.
No.
That full range of motion, like the dead hang right there is
you
just...
You can't do it, Andy? Or you can?
10 in a row from a dead
hang. Before
I got
pregnant, I could do two at best.
What? Yeah.
Big
but
Bird
you
could do two.
Well, you're 1,000 feet tall.
Now I can't. And not really from a hang. I had to keep a bit of an elbow bend. Yeah. I can't go from a dead hang.
This brings
hang.
Me back to childhood on the monkey bars. I'm just like pissed all over again. Because I remember my friend was like just ranking them and I couldn't do it. And I'm still mad to this day.
Well, here are a couple.
Humiliated.
We've done this segment on this before.
Stick around, Michelle.
Yeah, we did one on this before about like using bands and assisted pull-ups. But here are a couple other tips I wanted to throw out there. Because I read a bunch of our questions and it was like, pull-up, how do I do a pull-up? And I thought, let's go after it for a second. So the first thing is master the top of the pull-up. So get your chin above the bar and hold on as long as you can.
Okay.
And now, all right, here's the other thing. I trade off on grips. So what do you consider a pull-up and what do you consider a chin-up? A chin-up is palms facing you.
Yeah.
A pull-up is overhand, which doesn't incorporate as much bicep to assist, which is significantly harder. Mm-hmm. And the wider the grip, it's going to be harder. Yeah, exactly. So it depends on what you're trying to accomplish. I personally like chin-ups because they're easier to do.
Me too. When I said pull-up, it was the chin-up.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, all right. Okay. Thanks for being vulnerable.
Andy's not hanging, palms facing forward to the bottom.
Me either.
Big Bird is not.
No. So practice your hold. Hold on for as long as you can. Build your hold time.
So you just hold, even no matter where you are.
Yes. Okay. Hold. And try to get it until you can hold it for a minute. Okay?
She's holding in the first minute.
That's right. The next part is master the bottom part of the pull-up.
Yeah.
Which is going to help.
Grip strength.
Yeah, exactly. And the goal is to shoot for 30 seconds to a minute. You want to be able to hang as long as it's going to take you to perform, I like to say, 10 pull-ups. How long is that going to take you? That's like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Three up, or, you know, one and a half up, one and a half down.
I'm like, wait.
How long? I know. Yeah. 30 seconds to a minute. All right. Now, here's the next one. Practice your pull-ups. So if you need to, yes, then we can use a pull-up assist machine. How about those guys?
Yeah.
Use those guys. And we've talked about this one before. Take those big rubber bands, wrap it around the bar, and put one foot in it.
Love.
And it will assist your pull-up.
Ah.
And then eventually use lighter assisted bands so that you get less and less of a spot, per se.
All right. Now, I pulled this off of, I think this was Men's Health, and I liked this. So they created a little program to help you build your pull-up strength. Now, here it goes. Ready? Sorry, this is going to be really tedious. But for the most part, we're going to talk 10 days, all right? And the first is day 1 through 5. And I really like this. They've got you doing 5 sets. And they don't need to be in order, by the way. They don't need to be back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
So The first set is 3 pull-ups. The second set is 2 pull-ups. And then the next 3 are 1 pull-up. And we basically do that for 5 days. Now.
But I can't even do 1.
But you practice the top, the bottom. And another thing is the slow lower. Okay. So you get the chin over the bar, and then you also control.
Oh, you're saying just do the best I can.
Okay.
Descent.
Michelle, first we practice the top part. Then we practice the bottom part. Then we practice assisted. Then I forgot to mention we should practice a negative. So how slow, controlling and the lower of your body. Then I pulled this little rep chart that I thought would be helpful.
Okay. Ooh.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Next one, you have day 6 off. Then day 7 through 11. Sorry, it's not 10 days. Day 7 through 11, it's 4-3-2-1-1. So 5 sets.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, instead of 3-2-1-1-1, it's 4 pull-ups. Second set, 3 pull-ups. Third set, 2 pull-ups. And then 1-1.
Okay.
And you just, so you can, 4 pull-ups, go do an exercise, come back.
Mm-hmm.
3 pull-ups, go do an exercise, come back. And this should get you to a place where you can do 10 pull-ups consecutively.
Cool.
But you got to practice, though, until you can get those four, you know, the top, the bottom, the negative, the assisted.
Build your foundation, yeah. Michelle.
I first have to work on getting feeling back in my hand. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not there yet.
I know.
No.
Why are we even talking?
First,
you
got to pull yourself together. Then you can get, then you can work on the pull-up.
Well, that's never going to happen.
That's going to take a long time.
Get it. Michelle, just, this all doesn't apply to you. Okay, athletes, check this out. Injuries, they're a fact of life. It happens. It just does. And if you don't want to slow down for ice therapy, get Arctic Ease Instant Cold Wraps. You've never experienced anything like this before because it's cold therapy that you can use while you're still being active, while you're running, while you're biking, while you're lifting. Plus, they keep your muscles wrapped and cool. It's comfortable. There's no baggy freaking ice bags on your knees or elbows. You don't need a freezer. They're totally reusable. It's a sleek design. It gives you support. It's the bomb. Okay. Targeted instant cold compression therapy where you need it before, during, and after exercise. So whether it's pain, swelling, injuries, you can safely use Arctic Ease for long-lasting cold compression therapy even while you're training. So do not put your training on ice. Get reusable Arctic Ease cold wraps at CVS Pharmacy or visit arcticease.com. All right, I'm very excited to bring calls back to the show after a little while. And, you know, we look for things that we haven't covered, and we look for things that are not always about losing the last 5 pounds. And we have a caller who we are going to very respectfully give another name because, you know, she doesn't want to put her name out there, which I understand, and I wouldn't either. So what should we call her? Before we introduce her, what should we make her name?
Sally.
Sally.
I like Sally.
Okay. Sally, do you like Sally?
Yes, I'll go with Sally. Thank you.
Great. Okay, Sally. So, Sally, you are on the phone, of course, with myself, my very close friend Andrea Orbeck, our producer Michelle Fanucci,
hi.
And Batum is here, and even Jake.
Hello.
So we are all here to help, and I believe this is a Love Doctor segment, which have become my favorite. So, sweetheart, you're with friends. Tell us what's going on.
Oh, God. Okay, I want to start by saying that my husband, he is a very loving and caring guy. I mean, I have never met such a sweetheart before in my life, and of course I married him. And he's not a pig in any way, but we have this issue, and there are some decisions that need to be made or not, I don't know, but I really need help in this issue, and that is he wants something that I have continued to say no to for a while, ever since we got married. And, like, he keeps persisting on it. And then after I say no, he'll be like, oh, it was just a joke. And then he'll come back to it and try to, like, sneak in the question again and again. And we have, well, the thing is that he wants a threesome with another girl. And I don't do that. I just don't. That's not me.
That's
and,
okay.
Yeah.
Of course. Well, so I feel like, Andy, you want to take a stab at it first? Because I have a lot of different thoughts about it. And do you want to go for it first?
Well, I just feel like it's not a compromise if both individuals in the relationship are curious about the experience. Then it's something that you agree upon. You have rules around it. You right. go into it saying, we are a loving couple. It's something that we want to experience. We want to, like, heighten the sexual curiosity we both share. And then we're going to have this experience. And there's got to be a lot of loving dialogue beforehand, before it's done. However, if one partner, A, isn't turned on by it, and then B, they don't want to have the risk of going into it and then having the outcome, the other partner has to realize this is such a risk that you've got to weigh, saying, is it worth forcing or pushing or badgering my partner into doing something that might actually end our relationship? Because right. 9 times yeah. out of 10, I hear about couples that the one couple is willing to do it. It's often the female. She's willing to do it. And then afterwards, trust. And then she's angry. She's bitter, or she feels like she was badgered into it, and it becomes a grain of salt, almost like infidelity. And it's kind of equal to infidelity for some couples, and the man then can't repair it, and she ends up saying, I did this for you, I regret it, I blame you, and I don't want to be with you anymore. And so where are you guys at with conversation? How does he receive your hesitancy or not willingness to do it?
I mean, he respects it.
Yeah.
He says that I respect it, but then he keeps... That's the thing, like, on one hand, he says he respects it, but then, okay, there's another, like, a little off story to this, and that is we used to have sex before we got married, but after we got married, like, everything just died. And I know it's embarrassing.
It's not.
It's normal.
It's so normal.
Right.
Sally, you're speaking on behalf of millions of women
honey,
and men right
yeah,
now.
Please don't feel that
So
way.
Go on.
Well, we don't have kids because we chose not to, and we wanted to experience life and everything. Long story short, I felt like a perv because I felt like I'm, you know, trying to initiate everything, and he's just not interested. And then whenever he would be interested, he would bring this part up and now feel like I want to save my sex life. I don't want to, you know, get old with a crappy sex life.
Have you asked him why he wants to have
this? I was
going to
say, at first, my first gut reaction was I was really impressed by the fact that he would communicate that to you and be vulnerable enough to tell you. And I thought, well, that's a good sign. It doesn't mean it's the right thing for the relationship. But now I'm realizing, I think what Michelle just said, I think that this is a mask for what he's not saying. What about that? Has he said that, anything about that to you?
As in, like,
why he wants
why?
To have this experience.
He used to, I guess, whenever he would watch porn, it was mostly, I guess, the girl on girl or whatever.
Okay.
And I think that's his fantasy.
Okay.
I come from a culture where we don't, I mean, I don't watch porn.
Sure.
And it's just really uncomfortable. Like, I feel like I'm not good enough. Like, I almost want to cry.
Honey,
I feel like, why would you need another person in bed when I'm your wife?
Okay. I'm certainly not. I'm realizing I really do wish that we had a freaking professional sex there. I wonder if I could get my mom. Can you
hold
know
tight?
What, honey? Can you hold on a second?
Sure.
I might be able
this
to get my
fantastic.
Mom on the phone.
Yeah, we
yeah
can't answer.
You know what? Because
we
I
really can't
there's some
answer
of it that I
want
to answer, but you know what? At first I thought, oh, this is going to be cute and we're going to give you like girlfriend advice. But now I'm realizing I think that there's a
issue.
Lot, there's a much deeper issue here.
Yeah.
There are things that aren't being said, and I feel like I would be errant to continue. Give me 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Jake, see if you can get my mom, sweetie. Maybe.
Hi.
Mom?
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Mom. Are you on your phone? I hear a bit of an echo.
I'm on, yeah.
You're
Why?
not on speaker?
No, I've got my headset in.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Sally, are you there?
Yes,
okay,
I'm here.
Mom, we're going to do a change. I know you were going to do a segment for me, but I'm changing directions on you because I have taken a call that I actually were not equipped to handle.
That doesn't mean I am on the phone with somebody I don't know, but I'll do my best.
I know. Here's
you'll have way more insight.
Yeah, you're
going
to be able to help
us
way more. Okay, so Sally, I'm going to fill my mom in a little bit, and then please correct me. But Mom, here's the situation. She, her and her husband had a very healthy sex life. They got married, And the sex slowed down, Sally, to how often or not at all?
Maybe once a month.
Okay.
If even, yeah.
And then he asked her to have a three-way, and she's very uncomfortable about that, doesn't want to do that. And he, you know, he was watching porn, and that would be the kind of girl-on-girl porn that he would watch. And at first, Mom, I was thinking like, oh, this will be cute and we'll be able to Sex in the City, you know, guide her. And now it's making her feel less than. And we're not equipped. I was wondering if you can help her, because I realize this is way beyond the scope of my ability and Andy's ability here.
Okay, but sweetie, here's the issue. Hi, Sally.
Hi. I'm a big fan of yours as well.
Oh, thank you. I can do very little. I'll do what I can. But when somebody has a problem like that, honey, they have to come in for a consultation. But it takes me an hour. I'll do what I can, but I'm just telling you the reality.
I know. I know.
I have to ask all kinds of questions. Maybe it would take three sessions before I could really get a sense on what's happening. The only thing I can say now from the very little information that I have is, Sally, I wouldn't do anything that goes against your values.
Yeah, period, end of story.
Right.
But how does she deal with feeling... So she's conflicted, though, because she wants to feel...
Save her sex life as well.
She doesn't want him to leave.
And it's making her feel less than. And my gut was to say that all men watch porn. They all do. I've yet to meet one that hasn't. I don't think that that's any reflection on her value and her sexuality and how sexy she is.
That's very true. But that doesn't mean... Okay, that's true, for sure. But the fact of the matter is, she's in a relationship with a man who's not desiring her. It has nothing to do with her, I agree. But she's only human.
Right, right. So how should she begin to approach this? Because...
Okay, here's
And it sounds like an intimacy issue, because the fact that he wants to bring a third person in sounds to me like, oh, see, I'm right! Yes. Look at me! That was my initial gut reaction, Mom, is that he has intimacy issues.
Exactly. And he may have some sexuality issues, too. I don't know this, but what I was going to say is in terms of like a Madonna whore complex. I don't know how long after you got married, Sally, that the sex started to slow down. But this isn't just about a man watching porn. That doesn't bother me either, unless it's an addiction, which is very different than a guy who watches porn once in a while.
Right.
But the real key here is that he wants to bring a third person in. And absolutely, that's going to, first of all, unless this is all consensual, it's going to dilute their intimacy, and it's going to hurt Sally, because she does. I take it, Sally, you don't want to do this.
No, I absolutely don't.
Then don't. So if you want to save your marriage, I think you have to insist that you go to couples counseling.
He doesn't want to. I tried.
I'm not surprised, because it sounds to me like he's got intimacy issues, and couples counseling is about as intimate as it gets. So it sounds to me like, of course, he would be defensive and reject that concept.
And my guess is, quite honestly, Sally, that if you went into couples counseling, which I think would be your first stop, that a good couple counselor would take the time to do a really good assessment to find out exactly what's going on, when it started, for how long, hear him, hear you, find out a little bit more about his history, find out more about your history. And then what might be suggested is that he go into individual work while you do couples work. But I don't know that, because I don't have the information. But Sally, in other words, Jillian can't, nobody can wave a magic wand here. And the fact, I think you have to ask yourself, if your husband really cares about his marriage, why won't he go into couples therapy if you're very unhappy?
I've asked him that question many times, and he says, we don't have an issue. We don't have any problems.
But you're not having sex anymore.
Sally, then what you say to him is, I have an issue with our marriage. I have an issue with our marriage, and I am unhappy, and I am conflicted, and I don't know what to do next, and we have to get help. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking you to do this for me.
And Mom...
You see, he's fighting it, I suspect, Sally, he's fighting it because unconsciously or subconsciously or maybe even to some extent consciously, there's something he doesn't want to know about himself.
Right.
There's some kind of pain here.
And Mom, this is Andy asking. Also, too, I feel like even if they were to, hypothetically, because of the issue that's surrounding it, and it's not like it's a healthy sex life and they're wanting to both mm-hmm. be curious and they want to have this experience
exactly.
together, it probably right. wouldn't fulfill him. I'm just like throwing that out there, but that doesn't necessarily mean that his fantasy life with pornography is going to translate into it bonding them together moving forward.
Well, it depends on what he means or what you mean by fulfillment.
Right.
You know, if we're talking about relational fulfillment, obviously not. But if we're talking about sexual orgasm and satisfaction, it may very well.
Right. Well
said. But again,
said.
That has nothing to do with Sally.
Yeah. But
Sally, I mean, Julian is absolutely right. This is nothing, no reflection on you. But
yeah.
the fact is, it also doesn't mean that you can just easily say to her, well, don't take it personally. This is her marriage.
I know.
This is her husband. This is her life.
But then here's my question, Mom, because here's the thing. She's now at an impasse.
Yes.
Because it sounds to me like obviously this guy's unconscious, shut down, and well defended. And I know
yes.
this is her husband, this is her marriage, this is her life. And I appreciate that the answers are not simple. So here she is, she confronts him in earnest in our hypothetical ideal scenario where she says exactly this, I have this problem, I need to talk to you, I'm not okay with this, we need to get help, I don't know what to do. He doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that not bring us to the one conclusion that nobody wants to say here, that maybe this is not the right person for her then, if he refuses to see that she's in this position?
We have to ask her that. Sally, right. What do you think about what Joan is saying?
Honestly, I've been through enough frogs in my life to say that this is the best person I've had, and he's very caring. You know, as a relationship, we are a great team. It's the intimacy where we totally like we're stumped. There's no, I mean, I feel like, I mean, imagine, I feel like a pervert in our relationship because
you feel like you feel like a what in the relationship, Sarah?
She's
a pervert.
Like
a pervert for like
a
keeping,
pervert
like
for wanting to have sex. She...
Yeah, that's what I meant.
But do you feel loved by him regardless
yeah.
of the sex? Okay, so
he's
that's
been
there.
Through a lot with me, so
right.
I absolutely appreciate that, and I think he loves me. That's why he's with me. So.
Okay. Okay.
So Sally, then the question is, you know, well, I might, if you were my patient, I might want to explore more with you that. You know, this is, you'll never find anybody as loving or as good to you. I might want to question that, but this is her choice, Julia, not ours.
I did hear that, though.
Wait a minute. So having said that, then the only thing you're going to have to decide is, can you live like this?
Right.
Because if he won't get help, if he won't go with you to get help, then nothing's going to change. In other words, there's no answer here.
I've been trying to do my part by maybe, like, cutting my hair or straightening
it,
wearing different clothes.
Listen, Sally, honey, this isn't about you. This isn't about your hair,
no.
And it's not about your clothes. The only part of this that is about you, and I'm seeking my mom's validation in this notion, is why you would be in this situation, because I'm guessing, and you said you've kissed a lot of frogs, which also implies that maybe there's a deeper underlying self-worth issue that you're playing out here.
Mm-hmm.
So you've kissed a lot of frogs, meaning you've repeated a pattern where you attract people who are not that good to you. Now you're in a situation where it sounds to me like you found somebody who, quote, I'm not quoting, but tolerates you, has been through a lot with you, and what a favor that's been to you. And almost like you see it as a favor in a strange way. And then you are continuing to play out this pattern of like, I'm cutting my hair, I'm changing my clothes, and
mm-hmm.
and you know, I once again, you're not being treated in a way that makes you feel though desired and sexy and and good. Am I wrong? I get that he's not mean to you, but it sounds like the feeling that you've had in all of these relationships is the same.
I really like what Joanne's saying, and I think it's right on, Sally. What do you think?
You're absolutely right. I can't even. You're absolutely right, Jillian. I'm shocked that you know. I mean,
I've lived with this woman on the phone for 41 years. This woman has 41 years, Sally. I've done 41 years. I'm just saying. So yeah,
Go. Hearing Jillian and connecting with what she's saying, then would you be willing to go to get some help by yourself to put aside right now any decisions about your marriage? Because your husband isn't going to go, at least right now, and he's not going to change, is what I'm hearing for you, because he doesn't think there's an issue. Do you think it might be helpful for you to go and take a look at some issues of self-esteem and not feeling worthy enough to have somebody love you wholly, entirely, sexually, emotionally?
Yes, I agree. And yeah, you're right. Aww. I do need to.
Sally, it's worth exploring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really is worth exploring to have feelings around that you end up having the investment in yourself rather than weighing the consideration of what's being asked. It makes me rebellious. I'm tempted to.
Andy has some advice
so
for you.
Tempted. I'm like, go, Andy.
She just wants to say it. Go, girl.
Before we took the call and we were pondering what would you do, I said I would ask my spouse to give a man a blowjob. And then it would be a consideration. I know I don't mean to chide,
you know,
but that would be I would almost be like,
thing.
You know, it's it makes me rebellious to say, yeah, no, tit for saying. Tat. And he would go, are you kidding?
Right.
And I'd say, then walk in my shoes, you know.
But Andy, that's very funny. And it is funny. And I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is, if there is a psychological issue that's motivating Sally's husband telling him that, it's not going to stop.
We
know. Never.
We know, Mom.
I would never advise it.
And I wanted Andy to say it just because I did feel the same way, that part that isn't the most involved one, to be like, hey, dude. And by the way, don't spit, swallow, and then get back to me. Like, I'm sorry.
Right.
And you know what, Sally? That's not.
I would never want you to go through that, Sally.
We appreciate that's not the best
but
advice.
I've like, already asked him that.
Oh, you did?
Good
it's funny.
Girl.
Yeah. But I mean, I just through this whole conversation with Jill's mom, who I just love everything she has said, that really I hope you connect to. This is about you, actually.
Yeah.
The
honey.
Call originated with you guys as a couple, but I feel like this is about you.
It is. And I think it's exactly what my mom said. It is about you. I remember learning this lesson many times in life, where we repeat these patterns, and as my mom has taught me, this has a name. It's called a repetition compulsion, where we continue to repeat patterns from our past because we're trying to fix them. We're trying to change them.
And it's an unconscious thing, honey. You're absolutely right.
And, you know, what I learned the hard way is that when I find myself in these patterns and I'm trying to change the other person, the only thing that changes in the pattern is us.
That's right.
And we have to look at, okay, what am I contributing? Why am I here? What am I contributing to that dynamic? And that's the only thing that we can change. He has his own issues. And if he's ready to see them, when he's ready to see them, by the way, will have nothing to do with you or any other woman in his life. So don't get it twisted. It's not like some girl's going to come along and he's still not going to have intimacy issues and still not going to want a three-way.
Right.
It has nothing to do with you. His problems are his own. And the solution for you here lies with exactly what my mom said, is getting into your own therapy and finding out why you continue to put yourself in positions where you are feeling less than.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that is going to just make you feel less than. I mean, can you imagine like watching your husband, you know,
ugh,
make out with another
no,
woman?
I would punch his face in.
No.
That, I couldn't handle that.
No. And not unless it's consensual, like Mom said earlier. If it's not consensual, it's
right.
One-sided and there's nothing good that can come of that.
No.
There's already, you know, you're already behaving in a way I hear that is indebted.
you know, for his tolerance, as you quoted, which I don't like that at all. This would be the worst thing to ever accommodate for approval that should be there regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I've asked him that. I asked him, you know, why, and he said the other person is for you. I will never touch the other person. And I was like, I am not interested. Like,
Sally, Sally, do you not recognize manipulation?
Yeah, that is manipulative. Like, that is manipulative under the guise of this experience is for you. This is not an experience for you.
No,
because
it's for him.
The minute you said you're not interested or turned on by it, the experience goes back to him. And that's
absurd. For him to say that is absurd, because it does fly in the face of exactly what's happening. She doesn't want it.
No.
So how does somebody say, but it's for you, but I don't want it.
Right.
But it's for you.
Yeah.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Sally, again, what I'm picking up on is if there's a part of you that sort of believes that when he says that to you, that tells me that there's some kind of real fear you have about perhaps being alone, mm-hmm. that you have to mold yourself to be what he needs you to be or to not rock the boat too much. Ugh. Or
gosh, you guys are good.
Well, she's got a PhD in this crap, so she's no, a
it's a PsyD, Jillian.
Whatever.
A PhD is a research doctorate. I have a clinical doctorate.
You're a doctor, right? She's a doctor.
Yes, I'm a doctor.
All right, yeah, she's a doc. Yeah.
Call her the right thing. She worked hard for that.
Whatever. She's a doctor. Okay. She's a doctor in this stuff. That's it. Yeah.
Yes, Sally.
Yeah. So,
and
Sally,
we want one for you too.
Yeah, get your butt out there. You get into some therapy and you focus on you.
Yeah.
And then I think when you do that, you're going to come to your own conclusions about this relationship,
exactly.
Sweetheart.
You'll gain some clarity, and you can see Sally's not ready yet to make any decisions either. And so this way you can put the decision aside for now and get some therapy and work on yourself.
Sally, thank you so much for coming on. And you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you my mom's number so you can reach out and she can help you find a really good referral. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. Thank you.
How do we feel about that, guys?
Great.
That's
awesome.
A great idea.
Sweetheart, thank you so much for calling. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And Jillian, thank you for everything. You're such a sweetheart.
Oh.
Same for Andrea. Oh, congratulations on the baby, by the way.
Thank
I know you.
Haven't
had it yet, but.
I appreciate
right.
it, Sally.
Care,
keep
guys.
In touch.
Thank you for calling.
We're thinking about you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.